Okay, we are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4. So it says the Mishnah as follows, Kevesh Asulo, they made a ramp, which was not really as much of a ramp, it was more of like a bridge was for him, that went above Yerushalayim, that went from the Beis HaMikdash to the outside of the city. Why? Bimnei Habavlim, Shahayu Metalshim Besaro, Omrim Lo, Tol Vatsei. Why? Because they wanted to protect him from the Babylonians. Now, it seems that we're not actually talking about actual Babylonians, but that was more of just a derogatory term for people that they didn't really like. It seems like they're actually talking about people from Alexandria. So, because of the Babylonians, what would they do? They would pull at his hair, and say to him, take the goat and leave. The reason why is they sort of wanted to rush this goat out because he was going to allow for the forgiveness of the sins of the Jewish people. So that's why they built this giant ramp or this giant bridge to help him be over the city so no one would bother him. Miakire Yerushalayim hayu melavin oso ad sukkah harishona. Some of the important men of Yerushalayim would escort him until the first hut. What do you mean until the first hut? Well, Esr sukkos Yerushalayim v'ad suk. There were 10 huts that were 10 sukkot that were between Yerushalayim and the cliff that he would go off, that the goat would go off of. Tishim ris shiva umechatze l'chol mil. There were 90 riss from from Yerushalayim onto the cliff, and what's exactly is a riss? Well, there are 7.5 rissim in a single mil. So 90 riss divided by 7.5 means there was 12 mil from Yerushalayim to the cliff. Mishnah hey, al kol sukkah v'sukkah umrim lo. So at each and every hut, again, so there were 10 huts. So it seems that from Yerushalayim to the first hut was 1 mil, and then to each and every other hut was another mil, until he got to the last hut, and that last hut, the 10th one, was 2 mil from the cliff. So al kol sukkah v'sukkah umrim lo. So at each and every hut at each and every sukkah, they would say to him, harei mazonu, harei mayim. Here is food and here is water, just in case he needed something to keep him strong. Right, this guy had a very important job, and we didn't want him to faint on the job. Umelavin also misukkah l'sukkah, and they would accompany him from one hut to the next hut. Chutz me'achrona shebahen she'ino magia imo latzuk. Except for the last people that were in the last hut, they were not able to go to the cliff with him, and the reason why is because he couldn't go that far, because remember, 1 mil is 2,000 amos, and we saw actually just in our Sefer HaChinuch class that we know that you can't go outside of a tchum, outside of a 2,000 amos range, and therefore, since this little guy in this little hut, that's sort of like his little mini city, so 2,000 amos beyond that would be as far as he can go, and since there are 2 mil from the last hut to the cliff, that would be 4,000 amos. He couldn't go that far. All he would do was that he would walk with him as far as he could, and then Ela Omid Mirachuk Veroa Esmasa. Then he would stand from afar, sort of distance, and he watched with the Kohen Gadol. He watched what this person did who pushed the goat off the cliff. That brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now we'll stop right here.